Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And Elsie, what kind of films do you like to watch?
我最喜欢看哪一种电影呢? I like thrillers the most.
Oh.
我喜欢惊悚电影。But there are still so many kinds of movies like comedies, 喜剧, romantic movies, 浪漫电影, action movies, 动作电影, and horror movies, 恐怖电影。What's your favorite?
I do not like scary movies though, because I'm really scared of Asian ghost films. Yeah, I'm kind of scared of that. But I do love comedies. I do love a lot of funny movies that make you laugh and make you feel relaxed. Now, do you watch a lot of foreign films? Like, do you watch any French movies, Japanese movies, or Cantonese ones?
I watch American movies more than all those movies. Yeah. So now my favorite one is Dunkirk. Dunkirk 大行動.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Because my favorite actor, Tom Hardy, is in the movie.
He's my favorite actor too. I love him.
So you like that movie too?
I love that movie too. All right. So today we're going to be talking about some foreign films.
Yeah.
Especially in Japan, a lot of great Japanese films. So we have some good recommendations for you. Let's take a look.
Amazing Japanese films to watch now.
We enjoy many things from other countries, including food, music, and, of course, movies. Foreign films are great because they often show us new ideas in different ways. Here are two of our favorites from Japan. Mirai of the Future. This lovely animated film tells the story of 4-year-old Kun-chan. Kun-chan is unhappy. That's because his parents are spending all their time with his new baby sister, Mirai. However, an older version of Mirai visits him from the future. She leads her brother on a surprising journey. Japanese director Mamoru Hosoda created this movie in 2018. His own family gave him the idea for it. He even used the name of his own daughter, Mirai, in the movie.
Word power!
Foreign. Foreign. Eating foreign food is the best thing about going to other countries. Eating foreign food is the best thing about going to other countries. Film. Film. Ryan enjoys watching films at home on weekends. Ryan enjoys watching films at home on weekends. Story. Story. My favorite story is Cinderella. What's yours? My favorite story is Cinderella. What's yours? Daughter. Daughter. Sue and Jake got married last year, and they have a baby daughter now. Sue and Jake got married last year, and they have a baby daughter now.
All right, so the article says, we enjoy many things from other countries, including food, music, and of course, movies.
That's right, 我们享受很多来自国外的东西，包括食物、音乐，当然还有电影咯。There are so many different foreign movies for us to watch.
Exactly. Now, it says here, foreign films are great because they often show us new ideas in different ways. Now, we keep saying the word foreign. I think you guys kind of know what it means, but let's take a look and learn a little bit more about it. Foreign is spelled F-O-R-E-I-G-N, foreign. Foreign is an adjective, and we use this word to describe things that are not a part of your own country. it belongs to or comes from a different place. So, for example, when you visit a different country, you are foreign to that country. It means you are not from that country. You can also add er to the end of this word to make the word foreigner to say that you are a person not from that country. So, foreign is an adjective. Foreigner can be the noun, and it's describing you as a person who is not from that country. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, eating foreign food is the best thing about going to other countries. Eating foreign food is the best thing about going to other countries.
Foreign 这个形容词呢就是外国的。那你要注意它的发音哦，是 foreign。然后怎么拼？刚刚 Tiffany 已经拼给大家听了，我就不再拼了。不过你如果在 foreign 后面加上 er， 那就是 foreigner， 外国人。那例句说呢，想用外国的食物是去到其他国家当中最棒的事情。所以 foreign food， 外国的食物 ，such as sushi， which comes from Japan，
I love it，
hamburgers， which come from America, and pasta, which is from Italy.
I love that as well.
But what about foreign films?
All right, so we learned about the word foreign. Let's take a look at the word film. It's spelled F-I-L-M, film. Film is just another way to say movie. And the reason why they say film is because in the old days, people use film to record movies. Film is a special material that you use to take photos or videos in the past. And it's a really, really long kind of black strip. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Ryan enjoys watching films at home on weekends. Ryan enjoys watching films at home on weekends.
Film 这个字呢是电影，也就是 movie 的意思。那为什么要用 film 这个字来代替电影呢？因为以前我们是用底片胶卷去拍电影的，所以呢，我们就把底片胶卷这个字 film 用来当作现在的电影。那例句说呢 ，Ryan 喜欢周末在家看电影 ，watch films 也就是 watch movies 看电影的意思啦。I like to watch films at home after work too.
Me too.
那回到文章里面呢，国外电影很棒的原因是他们通常用不同的方式给我们新的点子，句中用到 because 这个连接词来带出原因。
All right, so we're gonna take a look at some foreign films from Japan, and the article says, here are two of our favorites from Japan.
Favorites, 同学应该有注意到这边当的是名词在用哦，而且是复数，指的是我们最喜欢的日本电影。Two of our favorites, 我们最喜欢的日本电影当中有两个是文章要特别跟我们说的，所以用到了不定代名词。那我们先进到 Matchbox 听讲师讲解咯。
Matchbox 找亮点。
史上最强、最爱引起战争、手段最残忍的魔女就是我，海拉。大家都知道，虽然我是索尔的姐姐，当然我知道她一定是不想承认。不过呢，事实就是事实。想要拯救阿斯加，你觉得有那么容易吗 ？I don't think anyone can do that. I don't think anyone can do that. 我不觉得啊，有任何人可以做得到。哎。先过了我这关再说吧。好的，你看到剧中出现的 anyone， 它其实啊是一种不定代名词。你说的是什么啊？哎，不要问这么多，跟着我学学就知道了。这个代名词啊，顾名思义就是去替代剧中的名词，而不定代名词呢，就是指啊，哎，不确定的或未定的人、地、事物。所以呢，像我说的。I don't think anyone can do that. 句中 anyone 是指任何人，哎，代表我没有指明确的指出是谁嘛。因此呢，它当然是一种不定代名词喽。而且你们知道吗？听说啊，有位索尔的好朋友即将成为他擂台上的敌人。One of Thor's friends will become his enemy.One of Thor's friends will become his enemy. 拜托，所有那么多讨厌他的人，我啊一点也不意外啊。在那边自以为正义，我呸！这边呢 ，one 就是指所有朋友里面之一。哎，我并没有指明是哪一个，因此呢，它也是一个不定代名词哦。那记得 one of 后面接的名词要是一个复数，代表呢是一堆中朋友的其中一个啦。想到 后索尔在擂台上会被痛殴到爆啊！我心里真的就是好爽快啊，相信一定很多人都跟我一样吧，到时候一定超多观众在旁边观赏这场精彩的赛事。 Many people will be there. Many people will be there. 哎，这边啊也是用的 many 指出很多人。哎，但我没有跟你说有谁有谁吧，所以呢它当然也是一种不定代名词咯。哎，生死擂台上一定会拼个你死我活啊，你说哦可能只有受伤是吗？哼，那种皮肉伤死不了，谁想看啊？Someone must die after the game. Someone must die after the game. 比赛过后一定要有人死。死亡女神，我对这种办家家酒的比赛才没有什么兴趣呢。有注意到剧中的 someone 吗？没错，指的就是某人。诶，这边也是一样，没有明确的指出是谁哦，所以呢它也是个不定代名词啦。唉，虽然我希望那个人就是索尔吧，谁叫啊他要一直坏了我的好事，我要掌管这全宇宙呢。哼，废话不要多说，同学们快点把不定代名词的用法给我学起来吧。
Alright, let's take a look at our first film. It's called Nirai of the Future. This lovely animated film tells the story of 4-year-old Kun-chan. Now, when we talk about animated films, it's talking about this. And animation is when you have a lot of different drawings and then you put it together, it forms a moving picture. So, for example, Lion King, Shrek, or Minions, these are all animated films because people have to draw pictures of these first and then put them together to create a movie.
Animated films 就是 animations 动画片的意思。One of my favorite animated films is Coco.
Oh,
可可夜总会。But here we're not talking about Coco. We're talking about Mirai of the Future. 未来的未来这部日本动画片。那它是一部关于一位四岁小孩困长小训的电影。It's about his story.
Alright, so it's about the story of a boy called Kun-chan. Let's take a look at the word story. It's spelled S-T-O-R-Y, story. Story is a noun and it's a description of how something happened. So it can be imaginary, meaning not real, or it can be true.Now, there are many different kinds of stories to tell. It can be a scary story, it can be a happy story, a funny story, or even a mysterious story. Let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, My favorite story is Cinderella. What's yours? My favorite story is Cinderella. What's yours?
So what's yours?
Mine, I don't like Cinderella, but I do like Sleeping Beauty.
睡美人。
Uh-huh.
哦，好啦，所以 story 这个字呢是故事。那例句说的是 my, 我最喜欢的故事是仙女奇缘。那 Tiffany 的呢就是睡美人。
Mm-hmm.
So 困长小训 is a little boy, right?
That's right. And next in the article it says, Kun-chan is unhappy.
Oh.他并不快乐。Happy 我们学过是快乐的，自首加上 un, unhappy 那就不快乐。为什么他不快乐呢？Why is he unhappy?
Let's take a look. It says, that's because his parents are spending all their time with his new baby sister, Mirai. No wonder.
He got jealous, right?
Yeah.
所以他不快乐的原因是呢，他的父母将他们的时间都花在他的妹妹 Mirai 身上。那这是他的His new baby sister. 那 his new baby sister, 他的刚出生的妹妹跟米拉伊那都是同一个人，所以我们说这叫做同位语。
Alright. Next says, however, an older version of Mirai visits him from the future. Ooh, so that's kind of interesting here. It says there's an older version of her. So a version is just the form of something that is different than others. And usually it can be like a new version of her phone. So it can be the iPhone, but then a new kind of look or a new kind of system of the iPhone. You can also have new versions of computers or even things like cups and sunglasses. So it's just the same thing, but then built in a different way to become better and better.
所以 version 这个字呢就是版本，年纪比较大的米拉伊从未来来拜访她的哥哥， so she's from the future.
Mm-hmm.
What does she want to say or do to her brother?
Huh, let's find out. It says, she leads her brother on a surprising journey. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So a journey is just a trip. So she kind of takes her brother on a trip. And we still don't know how she came from the future, but it's really interesting here.
所以 journey 是旅程，可以等于 trip， 不过 journey 跟 trip 来相比的话， journey 会是比较长的旅程哦。那 lead 这个动词呢是带领，所以米拉以带领他的哥哥展开了一个充满惊喜的旅程。I want to know more about the story, but now we have to talk about this movie's director, right?
That's right. Let's learn a little bit more about the director. It says, Japanese director Mamoru Hosoda created this movie in 2018. So a director is basically someone who directs the movie or directs a show, and they tell you what happens in the movie, and they kind of control what they want the audience to see.
Director 这个名词就是导演啦。那导演导戏的动作叫做 direct, D-I-R-E-C-T. So we can say directors direct movies.、Mm-hmm. 这部电影呢的导演是细田守，那他在2018的时候创造了这部电影。Where was the idea from?
Okay, it says his own family gave him the idea for it.
Oh, okay. 是他自己的家人给了他这个点子。
Mm-hmm. Now, next in the article, it says he even used the name of his own daughter, Mirai, in the movie.
Ooh.
Okay, so it must be kind of fun to have a director、yeah. as a dad. You can have a lot of fun story time. So he even used his own daughter's name. Now, let's take a look at the word daughter. It's spelled D-A-U-G-H-T-E-R, daughter. Daughter is a noun. So when parents have a baby girl, then that is their daughter.Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Sue and Jake got married last year, and they have a baby daughter now. Sue and Jake got married last year, and they have a baby daughter now.
Daughter, 它就是女儿的意思啦。那如果是儿子呢，我们说是 son, S-O-N. 那我们例句说 Sue 跟 Jake 去年结婚，他们现在有个小女婴了。那文章最后告诉我们呢，电影里面米拉伊这个名字是导演女儿的名字哦。Mm. So this is the first movie that we want to introduce to our students, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about the second movie?
Oh, that one we have to wait until tomorrow.
Oh.
But today we talked about Mirai from the future, and that's a really, really interesting film we have here. Tomorrow we're going to introduce to you another story. So I guess we have to go to our review time first.
Okay, so let's go to our review time now.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so we have our board of funness. And what are we going to do today?
Hey, man!
Yeah! All right.
Hello?
So do you want to go first or me?
You go first.
Okay, so I choose a word for you?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my little hey,
man. Give me an easy one.
Okay, let me think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five letters.
Mm-hmm.
Five letters in this... Okay, five letters...A. There's no A?
No, not in this one.
Okay, so let me write out A and cross it out. Oh, you help me with this one.
Okay, I'll write it for
you. Ugly.
Sorry.
那母音下一个 E?
No.
I.
No.
What? Must be O.
Oh.
Okay, O in the middle.
O in the middle.
What about you?
U, na.
So only O. S.
Oh.
Y. I think I know what this word is. It's story.
Yeah, good
so
job.
S-T-S-T-A.And then O-R-Y, story, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
You did not die.
I did not die. I survived.
Next one.
Okay, next one. I'll give you the next one,
okay.
right?
Okay. Four?
Yeah.
Do you want me to help you?
Yeah, thank you. Four letters.
Four letters. Okay. 2, 3, 4.This should be a really easy one. I remember we learned something in the article today.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to start with the A-I-U-S also. Okay. A, just in case, A.
No, sorry.
Okay.
There's so, no A.
No A. E.
E. Nope. Okay. There's no E.
This is a strategy, guys. I.
Ah, yes, there is I. Where? One I.
Where? Here, okay. Oh.
So.
I know this one. This one must be film. Right? Because film is the one, the only one that has four letters. So it's
yes,
short.
Yes.
So film.
You're so smart.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Film. Okay, you only okay. got a head here.
Yeah.
Good job.
Okay. Now the last one.
Okay, the last one.
And I'm going to challenge you.
Okay. Challenge me with the heart one.
Okay. It's a long letter, long word.
But when you show us a long word, we know there are two long words in our word power words,
which
right?
Which one is it?
Let's do O first. Foreign.
All right, this one is pretty easy.
F-O-R-E-I-G-N.
Foreign.
Foreign, 外国的.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. But I think that's all the time that we have for today. The last word we know is daughter, which is pretty easy. It's when your parents or your mom and dad have a baby girl, that's the daughter.
女儿, so you guys can play this game at home or at school.
Mm-hmm, and make it more challenging.
Yep.
All right, that's all the time that we have for today. Don't forget to stick to day two because we have another great film for you to watch. But we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.
Amazing Japanese films to watch now.
We enjoy many things from other countries, including food, music, and, of course, movies. Foreign films are great because they often show us new ideas in different ways. Here are two of our favorites from Japan. Mirai of the Future. This lovely animated film tells the story of 4-year-old Kun-chan. Kun-chan is unhappy. That's because his parents are spending all their time with his new baby sister, Mirai. However, an older version of Mirai visits him from the future. She leads her brother on a surprising journey. Japanese director Mamoru Hosoda created this movie in 2018. His own family gave him the idea for it. He even used the name of his own daughter, Mirai, in the movie. Foreign. Foreign. Eating foreign food is the best thing about going to other countries. Eating foreign food is the best thing about going to other countries. Film. Film. Ryan enjoys watching films at home on weekends. Ryan enjoys watching films at home on weekends. Story. Story. My favorite story is Cinderella. What's yours? My favorite story is Cinderella. What's yours? Daughter. Daughter. Sue and Jake got married last year, and they have a baby daughter now. Sue and Jake got married last year, and they have a baby daughter now.